This is The Big Show with Gordon Monson and Jake Scott, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned Big O Tires for no credit needed financing and the best prices on winter tires. Big O Tires, the team you trust. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Big Show, Gordon Monson, Jake Scott, 97.5 and 1280 The Zone. Thanks to our title sponsor, Big O Tires. Winter tires starting at only $49.95, only Big O Tires. They have no credit needed financing available. Big O Tires, the team you trust. We're going to talk to Derek Favors, hopefully coming up here momentarily. I mean, does it feel weird to call him the newest jazz man? That feels kind of strange, doesn't it?
I'll tell you what's strange. It seems like a long, long time ago that he came to the Jazz, but he's still 29 years old. It's not like he's some grizzled old veteran, maybe by NBA standards. But 29 still sounds pretty young to me.
Yeah. I certainly think he has plenty of productive years to come.
I remember the first time I talked with Derek Favors. Isn't that weird? But I remember exactly the conversation. I don't remember every part of it, but I remember going up to him. He's sitting in front of his locker, and we had a very pleasant exchange. I talked to him about what his goals were in playing for the Jazz. And, he's always had a good attitude, and he's been asked to play different roles, do different things at times, and he seems to be a willing participant in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely. I think evolving to fit his game with Rudy Gobert was really remarkable, actually, and to have the to be a good enough teammate that you embrace that challenge. I mean, I don't think that is as common in sports as people might think.
Even before Rudy took over the way he did, when he developed into the player he is, I remember Derek Favors. I mean, Derek thought that he could. I had this very conversation with him. I said, could you score 20 points and get 10 boards a game? And he said, if they want me to. And it's not like they don't want him to, haven't always wanted him to be proficient in scoring and rebounding, but there's also other players on the floor at the same time that may or may not be prioritized. Yeah. Do you remember that one stretch a few years ago when he really was good? I mean, very difficult for opponents to slow down. He gave the Jazz a huge lift. And I don't know, I think the players on the team like him. I think he knows that they like him. He liked them back. And I think that did play a role in him coming back to Utah. I mean, the paycheck is nice, but and maybe the various sources of income were limited in a weird year like this. But it's nice to hear of a player who feels comfortable. He said today he feels like he's come home.
Yeah, I could see. I mean, well, you live somewhere for, 8-9 years. I bet I would hope it starts to feel like home. And he always really embraced the community and was very vocal. Well, I shouldn't say always, but, has often been vocal about how much he likes this community and likes living here. And that's I think it's cool. I think it's cool that the stars aligned for his return to Utah. In fact, let's jump out to the Zone phone. Joining us now, the newest jazz man, which still feels very weird. He's Derek Favors with us back here on The Big Show once again. Derek, congratulations on the deal. Welcome back, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm excited and happy to be back, man. How y'all doing?
We're doing well. Derek, are you the newest or are you the oldest? I'm not quite sure.
What you mean? I'm not old, man. I'm still young.
Derek, talk about the process. I know you hit on it a little bit earlier in your press conference, but talk about how it played out that you ended up being able to come back and play for the Jazz once again.
Yeah. I mean, like I said earlier, me and my agent, we had a couple of calls with other teams, just talking. Then, the Jazz called and they wanted to have a conversation. We just basically just talked, just catching up, and it's just good to hear from them. And they was happy to hear from me, and they just presented an offer to me. Me and my agent went back, talked about it, took some calls from some other teams, and that's how I made the decision. I was like, you know what, man, I you know, I enjoy playing for Utah. I enjoy playing for, you know, Coach Q. And, you know, I wouldn't mind going back. So then that's how the decision was made.
Maybe you just answered the question, but, Derek, at this point in your career, is it always about the money, or is it about other things? And when do you cross that threshold to go from being concerned about how much you make to being concerned about how much you enjoy the environment in which you're working?
I think it's both. You know, I'm pretty sure when nobody turned out the money, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I think, you know, just being comfortable, being back in a familiar place, and being back in and just somewhere that I'm comfortable with and familiar with, you know, that kind of trumps everything. So, like I said, Utah came with a good deal, and we talked about some other stuff, and it just felt right for me to make that decision to decide to come back.
Can you talk about your relationship with Quinn Snyder and how that's evolved over the years?
Yeah, I mean, the first day he came to Utah, I think I was one of the first guys he called. And we sat down, had a conversation, we talked, and, you know, ever since then, you know, me and him just had a nice bond. You know, we always just, whatever's going on through the season, through games, he always kept an open line of communication. And I always felt comfortable with the positions that I was in because of that. You know, whether it was starting, coming off the bench, playing 30, 35 minutes, playing 20, 25 minutes, whatever. I always felt comfortable because he gave me the conversation. And, I mean, just from the outside looking in, you know, he's a great coach. You know, I got a chance to see that when I was on the Pelicans. You know, he's a great coach. He's, the way that he runs his offense, defense, everything, man, just tremendous. And it was something that I wanted to be a part of again.
Derek, one of the things you bring to the Jazz is versatility for this lineup. What role do you see yourself playing with this team now?
I mean, probably pretty much the same role that I've had over the years. I mean, it's obviously up to Quinn what he wants to do. But, you know, I'm going to be ready from day one. Whatever he needs me to do, I've told him that already. You know, whatever he needs me to do, need me to start, need me to come off the bench, need me to do whatever, you know, I'm going to be ready. And that also factor into my decision of coming back because I have a lot of trust in him. So, no, obviously, whatever role they need me to play, I'll be ready.
You know, Derek, with you not here last year, the difference in Joe Ingles' game was noticeable. You two obviously had such a great connection when you were here before. Talk about that and why you think that is.
I mean, we all seen Joe, what, 6'8", 6'9", point guard type of guy, really good off the pick and roll. So I think for him, with me coming back, man, because that's obviously one of my talents, being able to get out of the screens fast and being able to throw those passes and I'm being able to catch it through traffic and finish. I think we just complement each other's game really well. We have a great chemistry. You know, he's been one of my favorite teammates throughout the years. And, you know, hopefully when I come back, man, I can get Joe back on that level of being that almost like point forward type guy where he can initiate the offense, be able to play out a pick and roll, and I give him that option to, you know, be able to throw the ball in traffic or be able to make, you know, some tough passes and have somebody that can catch him and finish the play.
Another difference we noticed, Derek, when you were here last, the Jazz had the second rated defense in the league. Last year they were 13th. Explain that to us, because I know there were other guys that were on the team too who were absent, but it seems like you played a huge role and you've always taken great pride in the way you played defense. That's what you've always said to me anyway.
Right. Yeah, I definitely do, because I know, I mean, the way the NBA is going right now is more of a guard perimeter league anyway. So as a big, you have to, you know, try to make an impact in other areas. And one of my, strong points in defense. So I try to come in and just try to make an impact defensively, protecting the paint, being able to guard on the pick and roll, on the perimeter, defensive rebounding. And, you know, I always joke around with Rudy a lot, telling him that, you know, I'm the real defensive player of the year. they just give it to you. But, it's jokes. But, it's just the side of the ball that I take a lot of pride in.
Derek, I'm sure you noticed online and such, but Jazz fans are pretty excited about having you back with the team. How does that make you feel? It's got to make you feel pretty good.
It makes me feel great, honestly. Like I said before, I think the Jazz or Utah in general has, you know, one of the most loyal, diehard fan bases in basketball, in sports or whatever. When I left, when I was with the Pelicans after I left, man, they just kept, you know, sending me messages and just telling me how much they appreciated me and how much they loved me and how much they, you know, wished me the best. And they was watching all the games that I was playing in, and they couldn't wait for me to come back and play in Utah. And, you know, they just showed a lot of love, and, you know, that meant a lot to me when I was making my decision. That meant a lot to me. So I think they have one of the best fan base in the NBA, and I'm very appreciative and very blessed to, you know, be able to play in front of them again.
Derek, I can second what Jake was saying there. I have seen nothing but positivity from the fans around here. You have made a connection with the people here for sure, and that's very real, at least in what I've been able to ascertain. How do you think the team is looking now that you're back? Donovan Mitchell has made progress. Rudy has probably made some progress. They add Mike Conley. Bojan Bogdanovic is there. Is this a team that you think can win contend for a title?
Yeah, I do. I thought they could have did it last year. I mean, obviously, the COVID situation happened, and, you know, everybody had to go to the bubble, so it kind of throwed off the rhythm for all the teams pretty much. They dealt with some injury too, but even last year, I remember when they came to play us in New Orleans, you know, I told them, like, man, I think y'all could be one of the teams that can win it all this year, the team that y'all have. So, obviously, I knew they going coming into free agency, too. Like, the team that they have is really good. And I thought that, man, you know what, man, I can come back there and be a real positive to this team and to this offense, to the defense. So it was almost like a no-brainer after I understood what New Orleans was going to do. So I just decided to make this decision.
Derek, how has it been dealing with this year as a player? Because, you know, the shutdown, the bubble, the short off season, and you're wonder going, you know, being a free agent in the middle of it all. How's it been?
You know, it's been challenging. It's been challenging for everyone, pretty much. Just having that season cut short, then having to take, I don't know, I can't remember, 3 to 4 months off, then having to get yourself back into game shape, go through another training camp, then go to the bubble and, you know, have another off season where it's like 2 months, however many months, and now I'm getting ready again for another training camp. So, and also the free agency. So it's been challenging. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. This is the business you signed up for, and, you know, certain things you can't control. Like, we couldn't control the COVID situation, so. You know, all thing you can do is just keep moving forward and just get ready for this upcoming season.
Maybe it's overblown a little bit. You hear it talked about a lot, but teams that are tough, competitively tough, seem to do much better through the rigors of the NBA season than those that aren't. And, Derek, you've always had that attitude, I think, of toughness. Am I reading that right? And how do you approach the game from a standpoint when you're out on the floor? You're going to not only stick up for yourself, but for your teammates.
Yeah, I mean, I just go out there and play hard. You know, guys respect that. Other players respect it. Other teams respect it. You know, I just go out there and play hard and compete. You know, if you don't, then, you know, you can easily get exposed in this league. And, you know, who knows what that can lead to. So I just try to come out there. And I know a lot of people say I don't play with a lot of emotions, but I do. I just like I said, I've never been the screaming, rah-rah type of guy, but now I go out there, I play with a lot of toughness, a lot of play hard. I have my moments when I do show my emotion when it does come out. But, I mean, for the most part, I just compete. You know, that's the best thing about this business. You go out there, and whether you have a good game or a bad game, you have a bad game one night, you got another game either the next day or the next 2 days, so you can always make up for that one bad game. But I think I just go out and I just try to compete, you know, every possession, every game, and just try to do the best that I can do and don't let my game speak for itself.
Derek, you've always been so generous with your time to come on the show over the years. We were really looking forward to this conversation today. So thank you very, very much. Happy Thanksgiving, and we're excited to see you back in a Jazz uniform.
Appreciate it. Thank y'all. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'm definitely excited to be back, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek.
Thanks.
Derek Favors back with the Utah Jazz. What a great conversation. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's genuine, and I think fans pick up on that stuff.
I do too.
And that's why one of the reasons he's so popular here. He said there when I asked him about the toughness factor, he said he doesn't play with a lot of emotion. Man, I'll tell you, Jake, I don't know what your interpretation of him on the court has been. He may not be vocal a lot, but I don't see him as a guy people want to mess with.
No. I think his lack of emotion actually adds to the toughness because he's not rattled.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think back in my memory, and I'm sure I'm missing one or two, but a emotional outburst from Derek Favors. More, I just picture the mountain of a man standing there and looking down and saying, hey, you know, I think I don't think you want to go any further, you know, that type of thing. So,
yeah. And that sometimes hasn't been that prevalent among some of the Jazz players. So that'll be interesting to see the effect he has on the team as a whole, because we think of the Jazz as having some young players on it, but man, they got some grizzled veterans now. And I know Derek didn't want to be called old, but there's not a lot he hasn't seen. I mean, he's been around. Mike Conley's been around. Joe Ingles, Rudy Gobert has been, he's drafted in 2013. So, I mean, this team's put together from an age composition pretty well.
I thought it was really interesting. We're talking about how Derek, doesn't express his emotions on the floor all that much. I thought he sounded like he was genuinely a little emotional when he was talking about the support from the from the fan base. It seemed like
you heard him pause there, didn't you?
Yeah. It seemed like that really meant a lot to him that he went to a different franchise and still had that support from the fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously the reception coming back, that's gotta make him feel pretty good. But it sounds like that genuinely means something to him, which I thought was pretty cool.
Well, knowing him the way we do, and we're not personal friends with him, but we have talked with him an awful lot through the years. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
And it would surprise me with some players,
right.
Not him.
Right. So that was cool. That was a really fun conversation. We'll get that up online at 1280thezone.com in podcast form if you didn't have a chance to catch all of it. And I like that, the sports radio is a good format for him because he's a thoughtful person, and it feels like he really takes in questions and tries to give genuine answers when he's come on the show with us. And I thought that he did that again today.
Especially in recent years.
Yeah, absolutely. Know,
it was almost like he reached a point where, I mean, I always thought he was thoughtful, as I said earlier, but not always giving quite filling out his answers the way he thinks them.
Yep.
And now I think he does that.
I do too.
And maybe that's just a sign of maturity. But I do think it means something for him to play for the Jazz. He's not BSing anybody when he says he likes Quinn Snyder. He likes the franchise. He likes his teammates. He likes the fans. So that should make up for missing out on that New Orleans cooking down there a little bit, shouldn't it?
Oh, man, the food in New Orleans is so good. Oh, it's so good.
Best seafood I've ever had down there. But, it's I think, plus, and this is overstated too at times, but I think Derek Favors' influence in the locker room will be a calming one, and will be a voice of understanding, knowledge, wisdom, all that stuff. So, yeah, I think this is a good move for the Jazz. Yeah. I really do. I don't know whether everybody is as high on it as I am, but I thought it was terrific for them to make that move.
Well, I think it'll make a difference in toughness, as you've asked him. I think it'll make a difference with Joe Ingles. Joe, Derek revealed earlier today that when Joe texted him after he heard the news, Joe said the pocket pass is back, which I thought
was... Yeah, I'm glad you asked him about that because that's a factor.
Well, if you make Joe Ingles a better player, that can really improve the team too, right? I mean, and that's the definition of a good teammate. Like, how do you make your teammates better? And in that particular relationship between those two teammates, they absolutely make each other better. Mm-hmm. So I think that's something to think about and consider for sure.
Okay, this is we've been talking all sweet and everything, but let me ask sort of a contrarian question. It has to do with the fact that they draft a first-round draft pick is 7 feet tall and they've got a big wingspan and whatnot. They bring Derek Favors back. This isn't any sort of indication to you, is there, that there might be a hiccup or two in the contract negotiations with Rudy Gobert?
We brought this up the other day. I don't think it's contrarian at all. I think it can be an insurance policy and serve the current team at the same time. I mean, you better believe that crossed their mind when they did it.
If that was a factor in the signing, then it makes me wonder a little bit about the state of affairs there.
See, it doesn't as much for me because, of course, there's some doubt. I mean, this is a negotiation.
Right.
You know,
right.
they didn't announce the deal on day one. You know,
right.
there's some separation there. And so I don't want to say the Jazz would be foolish if they didn't hedge their bets. But I mean, I certainly can't blame them for hedging their bets a little bit. They think they have, you know, with Rudy Gobert, they certainly think they have a good team. But they, if they were to move him or lose him for some reason, absolutely have a little insurance that you remain a good team.
Right.
If something like that were to happen.
Yeah. Well said. And so between now and December 21st, we're going to find out a whole lot about that, because if it goes past that, Jake, I don't think that's a particularly positive sign.
No, I don't either. And then you have some really big decisions to make, because do you want to risk losing him for nothing? So, it's not an easy, you know, it's not an easy thing. This is why Justin Zanuck and Dennis get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And when you look at the dollar figures involved in what's required to keep a Rudy Gobert, you better be right.
Yep. All right, more coming up next. Stay tuned. 97.5 and 1280, The Zone.